Thank you. I will answer the questions raised by Ms. Correa regarding the promotion of the social workers' profession. As mentioned during my previous intervention, the state prioritized developing the profession of social workers and promoting their employment. In 2018, the adoption of the law on social work was a huge step forward in this direction. The Parliament of Georgia also adopted the action plan for the implementation of the law, which also includes activities for the popularization of the social work profession. However, the COVID-19 pandemic somehow influenced the implementation of the law. It should also be noted that the social worker profession is novel for Georgia, and the lack of social workers remains a challenge for the child protection system. Several legislative initiatives are planned to address this issue, including promoting higher education in social work and continuing of the certification process. As for the working conditions of social workers in the state care system, we constantly implement measures to encourage social workers, providing them with adequate working conditions and developing professional qualifications. For example, as I mentioned, salaries of social workers have constantly increased over the years, and after 2020, their salaries have doubled. Compensation for overtime work and activities carried out within the emergency response framework is also paid. They are constantly involved in trainings and informational meetings, contributing to their professional development and to address the problems identified by social workers in practice. Cooperation with international and local organizations is carried out on an ongoing basis to share expert knowledge or develop instruments, guidelines, SOPs, and etc. A professional supervision unit in the agency continuously provides professional support and guidance to each social worker, and territorial units are provided with vehicles which ensures social workers' transportation as needed, including at night in case of emergencies. There was also a question about the statistics of children who are under state care because of the incarceration of their parents, and we will provide this information later in writing. Thank you.